Welcome to the second episode of Conversations powered by KPMG Luxembourg. I'm your host, Said Fury, and today I'm joined by Olivier Portensen, Chief Executive Officer at FundsDLT. FundsDLT is a tokenization platform for investment funds. Olivier led the development of the FundsDLT project from its start in 2016 as a groundbreaking blockchain project initiated by the Luxembourg Stock Exchange and its former subsidiary FundSquare. An expert in the field, Olivier has more than 25 years of experience in the fund industry, having previously held various senior management positions related to shareholder services and distribution support at RBC Investor and Treasury Services. Tokenization has transitioned from a futuristic concept to a tangible reality. The market is experiencing an extraordinary surge, with forecasts suggesting significant growth ahead. But what are its real-world applications and the hurdles it faces? I'm really excited to hear your insights on blockchain and tokenization's impact on the future of the fund industry. Olivier, welcome, and thank you so much for joining us today. A very simple question. What is blockchain?
Thank you, Said, for welcoming me, first of all. So that's a great pleasure to talk about that broad topic about digital assets and how we apply blockchain and tokenization into the fund industry. What is tokenization? What is a digital asset? I mean, a digital asset is basically anything that you can issue, create, and exchange on the blockchain. Blockchain being obviously a shared database across a network, peer-to-peer, that anybody can access through computers. So it's immutable by nature. This is a very secure technology that could transform many businesses, not only in financial services, but many other industries as well. So describing what we observe today in the space of digital assets, and we've defined a bit five categories. The first one is very well known, crypto assets, Bitcoin, Ethereum, this type of crypto assets. And the typical use case for these is to use that for payment, or sometimes trading, and that's the reason why typically in the fund industry you see a lot of funds of cryptos today, because we see that also as a new generation of asset class on which you can make money. Second category is stable coins, which are a type of cryptocurrencies, but designed for price stability. So it's backed by a pool of assets, could be cash, could be money market funds, something pretty stable, so that you can define the price on a constant basis. And the third category that we observe is NFTs, so non-fungible tokens, which is a representation on the blockchain of something more physical, like art, like gold, whatsoever, where even your shirt or trousers, you can create an NFT on it. So the fourth category, which we expect with quite an impatience in the financial industry, is a central bank digital currency, which are really digital euro, digital dollars, or whatever currency, so that you can exchange, pay, and move across a blockchain. The benefit would be around settlement, payment, backed by the central bank, so a lot more trust to be brought into this type of digital assets. Then comes, obviously, the new category, or the new kids on the block, very popular for the time being, security tokens. So basically tokenization of financial instruments, that's a version of on the blockchain of a bond, of an equity, of a fund. So any type of existing asset class today. So there's a couple of benefits that comes with it, but just talking about the application of blockchain and how we see various use cases emerging. First of all, our marketplaces. Other application is exchanges. We heard a lot about it, like crypto exchanges, so to buy and sell and trade crypto currencies. Other application are what we call decentralized finance, and that's where it enables infinite possibility, but where digital assets are really the means of exchange and access. And then the space where typically FundsDLT is a bit more, even if we are in between the decentralized finance and what we call decentralized application, where you use blockchain, not really for the sake of tokenization, but really providing a new generation of infrastructure for decentralized processes across a supply chain. So that's really the difference and the various use cases that we can see. And I hope for our audience that I was pretty simple enough so that we can see what is existing today. Yeah.
You made it clear and simple. It's not an easy task. Thank you very much for that. And today, I think that most of our audience are focusing on the financial industry and more specifically the investment fund industry, which is the blood of Luxembourg, and specifically the distribution of investment funds. We are known across the world here in Luxembourg to be in the capacity to distribute investment funds for more than 80 jurisdictions across the globe. How blockchain could help in that value chain?
That's a very good question. And going back to that decentralized finance / decentralized application is really using blockchain as a new generation of infrastructure. If you look at how fund distribution is done today, you have a lot of intermediaries. First of all, the asset manager, so the producer of the product. Then you have their provider, the asset servicer, or more precisely, the transfer agent. Then you have CSDs operating for the settlement of transaction. You have platforms, Allfunds, MFEX, Vestima. You have distributors, banks, insurers, etc. You have IFAs, so independent financial advisors. And then finally, the you and me, Saeed, so the final investor or retail investor. So that's a very intermediated chain. When you look at how we could use blockchain in that ecosystem, well, all these intermediaries are repeating the same thing. They process transactions, they maintain account, they cash settle all these transactions, and they operate in silos. So they reconcile with each other, etc. So that's where blockchain as a shared register of the fund could be shared across all these intermediaries. That's where we see mainly the application on top of the tokenization of this product. So we see the benefits around cost reduction. So first benefit is the cost reduction of operation, back office, legacy system, and modernize as well. That's one way of reducing cost, but there's another way. And again, we are not preaching for disintermediation, but when a producer of an investment fund starts to think of distributing its product directly on end customer, so retail customer, what we can call D2C, by compressing that supply chain and removing intermediaries, you remove a huge part of the cost of the product, which is trader fees, retrocession, so basically the remuneration to the distribution network. And that could be 1% of the cost. So that's a huge and massive cost benefit. Second benefit is obviously blockchain is a peer-to-peer network. So you remove also a bit the custody chain in that distribution chain, which has for effect, everybody has the same level of information.
This will answer to the most important questions that you have in marketing. Who is your customer? Something that asset managers do not know today.
Exactly. Yeah. And once you have access to this information and taking into account that in a world where people are expecting a bit of a hyper-personalization of their offering, that's where you can custom define new product, new services, new approach to sell your product to an investor. So that's really, I mean, somehow the holy grail, the usage of blockchain is that transparency end to end from the consumer to the producer.
Sure, that would be much easier to make the people understanding what is an investment product. Definitely. If you know that.
So that's a bit another benefit. The third one, which is for us also very important, is the way investors are accessing product or consumer accessing product. So through that new technology and through the tokenization effect, you can also create new opportunities for asset managers. If you look at what's happening on the crypto markets, I mean, many people are using crypto exchanges and these crypto exchanges likes to consume tokens. So typically when you tokenize a funds, then you can make them available through new distribution channels like crypto exchanges, like digital banks. So many new digital entrants in the market that some asset manager could consider as the future of distribution as opposed to the legacy distributors. And if you look at an asset class like private assets, that's another opportunity that we see also in tokenization and usage of blockchain is creating that liquidity that is not existing typically in that asset class. Somehow, in other words, creating a secondary market. So liquidity is also very important to create new opportunities, retailization, democratization of certain asset classes. So that was the third value that we see and observe. And the fourth one is to make investment fund product accessible to anyone, anywhere in a cheaper manner. So having a 100% digital journey when you buy your product, from KYC, MiFID questionnaire, contract signature, etc. It's very important that we bring as well these easy access to the product, because something that I would like also to demystify sometimes is that a token and a security tokens or fund shares that are being tokenized remain a financial instrument. So that fantasy where you can issue a token on a public blockchain and that anybody can download a private wallet to buy the product won't happen. So that follows the rule of MiFID, these regulations that come with it, and especially KYC and AML. You always need a point of entry to access these tokens, whether it's your banks, whether it's a mobile app. You need a point of entry and a point of sale. That's sometimes something that many players underestimate when they deploy or want to go in that direction of tokenization and usage of blockchain.
Absolutely, because the end investor, so the common user or the common customer, is not that much interested in the fact that we're using blockchain behind. What is important for them, it's the digital experience, the customer experience, and blockchain somehow is a very, I would say, a very good technology for the plumbing, way better than what we have today. But what is important, it's really what the customer is facing. It's the web page, the mobile app. That's the most important.
And that's exactly our point. I mean, blockchain is one element that you need to have to make things efficient, but you need to plug APIs, you need to plug all the providers, I mean, PSP providers, so payment provider, digital KYC. Yes. So all these elements that needs to be integrated to have that 100% digital experience. Absolutely. Together with automation and, of course, reducing costs
and reducing easy costs, access, which is the most important for the asset managers and the investors as well.
Yes.
Well, interesting. But as I said in the very beginning, you are exploring never explored lands, and I'm pretty sure that you have faced challenges. Could you a little bit elaborate on what are the problems, the main obstacles that you had in implementing that for your clients?
I mean, first of all, that's a long journey for either asset manager or even distributors to adopt blockchain. Why? Because sometimes it's taken from, and again, with all my respect for, I mean, chief digital officer or chief innovation officer, but they take sometimes the angle of a pure technological point of view. So, I mean, and not thinking sometimes of the business needs or the regulatory requirements that comes with it. And also that it fits their strategy as well, because what's the point of doing D2C if it's not part of your strategy? So that comes with a bit of consultancy and advice before defining a kind of operating model, because obviously the idea ultimately is to make an industrial project out of the first thinking and scale and ramp up. But I would say the difficulty, like any other technology, it follows basically the path of any digital or new technology transformation. It has a curve where we are still at the early stage of the adoption, because sometimes you could consider, but your addressable market is basically the 18 trillion you have in Europe. Not really, basically, because it's the 2.5% of innovators that are really our addressable market today. So that's where, I mean, the market needs to be mature enough as well to adopt this type of technology, but it will come. We play on the long term because digital assets will boom in the next couple of years. I mean, that's certain, because we all see the opportunity in terms of liquidity, in terms of transparency, basically making the asset management or the fund distribution more similar to other industries. And that's also part of a very important trend that we see, which is the pension. Yes. We know that the new generation will have to save more privately. Correct. So investing into whatever they want, but we believe that investment funds is a good asset class for long-term investment. And that's typically also our vision, is to enable that financial inclusion.
Yeah, yeah. So you're not there to replace, but to create another use case, okay, another business case, if I may say, with this generation that is upcoming. They start to save money. They're more tech savvy than our parents or ourselves even. Also, there's this need for the pensions, because we all know that it's not sustainable in the way it is in Europe.
Yeah, so if you mix all these mega trends, pension, I mean, capital market union, how the regulation is evolving, and again, could be different for any very different organization. You come with a different wish or willingness through the usage of blockchain. Some come for private assets, others for penetrating other markets. So that's where we see also commonality between these, because it can be product-oriented.
Sure.
Money market funds, ETF, private assets, UCITS could be market-oriented.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. Could you give a little bit of example on what you are working today or what has been achieved for your clients, just to make them understand that it's real, it's live today, the use of blockchain in the investment fund industry?
Sure, Said. And just to give some example around product-oriented type of use case, so money market funds. So typically we've tokenized some money market funds and they are a good candidate for blockchain. Why? Blockchain is a real-time infrastructure, so you process trades on a near real-time basis. Market funds having a constant NAV, where typically, I mean, you can buy and sell very quickly and going in and out very quickly. And then you have a corporate treasurer traditionally buying these type of products. They use custodian today to buy these products.
Yes.
By using blockchain, they can access directly the register and the tokens. Yeah. So you bypass, in to a certain extent, the custodian, reducing costs for the corporate, bringing real time and more safety and reducing risk into that business. So that money market funds is a very good candidate.
Yes,
definitely.
Definitely, yeah.
So that's one example. Other example where we are bringing today a number of asset managers together with some crypto exchanges, basically, where they would like also to bring fund tokens into crypto exchanges. Other example is more on what I call B2B2C, so where the asset manager is on blockchain, the distributor is on blockchain, then you plug that into the web banking of a bank. That's where basically into an intra-group type of business case makes a lot of sense. And the asset manager gets visibility on the banking client. You can co-create new product, new services, so that makes a lot of sense.
And it streamlines the processes, no need of reconciliations between the banking arm and the asset management arm.
Yes.
Amazing. Stunning.
Yeah. Yeah. So makes a lot of sense. Another use case is D2C that we like very much, but not good for everyone, where asset managers decide to distribute directly their product to retail investors. That embed as well new things to put in place, mobile apps typically to ease the access to the product, where you digitalize 100% of the client journey. That's where you make the most out of, I would say, the blockchain.
Yeah, and this makes the D2C activity very profitable and making it cost effective. You know, if you automate the process of onboarding the investor and maintaining the investor in your financial products, it's now or never to embrace this technology for the financial institutions.
I think we are not in a revolution or a disruption, but more in a transformation. So I think the way we qualify the coexisting of the old world and the new world will continue, I think, because I think transforming our financial industry or the fund industry is not easy.
Yes.
And I'm not sure whether, and it's a very regulated as well. It's not easy to revolutionize or transform or disrupt. And that's the reason why we never use that word, neither in any conversation with our clients. I think today it's more a complement. So it's more a long journey, I think, of transformation than a disruption.
It's very reasonable what you are saying. We're coming to the end of this interview, Olivier. What would be your message to our listeners?
Collectively, I think we've been too complacent in the way we've distribute funds. I think it's a very costly process and chain. And I think collectively we need, and again, it's not only one actor, it's multiple actors that I think should pave the way as well in adopting these new technologies so that it demonstrates that it's really useful, bring a lot of benefits. And I think the world will change again and will continue to change because even these blockchain technology are evolving and evolving fast. I think I see a bright future for these new technology, even if blockchain in the hype curve was a bit lower than the artificial intelligence.
Correct,
but we see it's coming back.
It's coming back,
it's
absolutely.
Coming very strongly yes. back on the table of many organizations. And if we look at all the movement in that space, they are massive. And I'm very, very, I mean, positive about the evolution of this technology. So,
yes, let's be positive. Let's be optimistic. We should embrace this technology in a way or another. And I hope that our listeners had a better idea of what blockchain could be for them and their industry. Thank you, Olivier. Thank you.
Thank you, Saïd.